It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there. I know where she is because for this is the one benefit of 2020 is that I know where she is. And what are you doing there?
Well, I'm happy that there is one benefit. Well, I'm actually looking outside of the window where there is a heavy snowstorm. So it's winter. And it's also finally the moment where I'm able to say that the agreement on the Brexit has been done. And I know that you all know, but for us in Europe, it was a really a very, very last moment deal. There was absolutely the danger that there would be no deal at all, which would have been a catastrophe, but not only for England, also for the rest of Europe, as so many things have to be fixed, have to find solution, and it would have been only a gigantic chaos. So I guess in that sense, while many people still regret very much that there even is a Brexit, at least there is a sense of relief knowing that a few things have already been agreed on. So a few details about the agreement. First of all, it was done on Christmas Day, on the 24th of December, which I guess has also some kind of symbolic meaning. It has a few solutions on things that matter, but not on everything. I guess a few things will have to be fixed and dealt with once the Brexit really takes place, and that is on the 1st of January 2021. It does have rules though already on some aspect of justice on both sides, on health coverage for traveling people, on fishing areas, on police collaboration and security, on trade, one of the most important points. And as I said, of course, not everybody is happy with the deal. And it is absolutely not considered the perfect deal, the soft deal that so many people were hoping for. England is definitely out of the European Union in most aspects with this coming Brexit in January. So let's take just a couple of subjects that did matter a lot and that made the ambassadors for this Brexit work literally day and night. One serious advantage is the fact that taxes on English goods and vice versa are not going to have take place. You will have an exchange of goods without extra taxes on it. But there are some conditions to that. And for example, at the end of each year, England will have to prove that the goods that have been brought to the European Union were truly produced in England. What the European Union doesn't want to see happening is, for example, just to take one example, a Chinese good coming through England as English products, because this deal is very specific on not taxing real English products. the European Union will control, they will check that this is the case. And Paris already announced, and as we know, Paris and London have always some kind of a love-hatred relationship. Paris will check very, very carefully and very extensively that the conditions are seriously kept. Another point that was also very important is the competition in terms of job market. The European Union wanted, still wants to make sure that there are no unfair conditions in England. By unfair, they mean conditions that are so much better than in the European Union that companies, for example, would gladly go and open in England instead of in the European Union, and that would have an entire impact on the job market. There is also a level of environmental protection conditions that are fixed in the European Union, and it is requested from England that they don't go down and get more relaxed on these conditions, so that again companies would rather prefer to be in England than being in the European Union. So the competition aspect is very important. One also of the point that was major, not because it's about so much money, but because it's really about a kind of pride. It's the fishing issue, and there has been also a solution. So when the Europeans are going to go fishing in British waters, they will have to give up a quarter of the actual quotas that they have right now. This is going to be for a period of 5.5 years. And if England decreases this allowed quantity in the future, then the European Union will have the right to answer, for example, with some extra taxes. One big advantage for England right now, and that has been seen, I guess, even today, is the fact that England, as of now, will be free to close new trade agreements with other countries. Countries that have huge markets and that can be of really big importance. So for England, I'm thinking, for example, of China or the United States, among others. So England will be able now, will have the right to do her own agreements. Until now in the European Union, it is extremely difficult to come to these agreements because it is a union with many different countries and many different issues, and to get to an agreement is very complicated. England will have the possibility to do that on its own. Boris Johnson has also already announced that he intends to move England at the forefront of future technologies, and he will be able, or not he personally, but England will be able to now also invest in a very different way, massively, even if they wish to, into these new fields that are definitely the fields of the future, if one can say it like this. For European, it also means that working and living in England in the future will be a bit more complicated, in the sense that until now we did not need any visa. There was this was a free way to go and work wherever any European wanted to, and visas are going to be introduced again, basically going back to what it was before. It's probably going to be a point-based system, a bit like the express entry in Canada, for example. Wages and fields will play an important role, and in that sense, for example, for people that are very good in technology or science-based fields, will definitely have an advantage in getting a visa. One good point, though, about those visas is the fact that for short trips, tourists will still be able to go back and forth without any visa, which is very important because Europe has a very tight relationship to London and vice versa, and traveling from big cities like London to Paris, Frankfurt, Berlin, etc., had become really something easy and quickly done, and it would have been in a way a complicated thing to introduce any kind of visa for these short trips. It's of course meant not to be for people who want to go and live and work in England or vice versa for that matter. A few other points that are of a disadvantage, I think, for young people, for example, is that the famous Erasmus program, which is a student exchange program that is extremely popular, will not take place anymore between England and the rest of Europe. And there will also not be automatic acceptance of foreign diplomas. I'm thinking, for example, of doctors, lawyers, and many others, architects, I believe. So there will be there the need to do some more studies if the intention is to work in said country. Under European Union rules, all of these can take already effect on the 1st of January, even though technically one has to say that the European Union will vote on this agreement only at the beginning of 2021. But the ambassadors for this Brexit agreement, have already paved the way to an acceptance. On the other side, the UK Parliament will also be recalled to vote on this deal, but already on the in 2020 and on the very last day, on the 21st of December. So it is going to be a little bit of bumpy, rocky road, I suppose, at the beginning, because it is much, much more administration. And as always, at the beginning, what will happen is that it's going to be difficult to know, for example, for companies, small, medium size or larger, for that matter, to know exactly what papers are needed, where to get those papers, when to give them in to who, etc. So it will request an enormous effort in a new administration obligations, and there will probably be at the beginning a lot of mistakes. I think that's realistic to say so, but on the other hand, the Brexit is there, it's happening, and I think that no matter how disappointed are many people, and I can confidently say that many people would have liked to stay in the European Union, it is still a much better thing that there is a deal and that there are new rules. And even though the beginning is going to be difficult, at least there is now a path ahead. and every further issue will be dealt with at the right time. Though the beginning might be a little bit of a shock for both parties.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.